lines from the glossy magazine that stuck inside the Sunday Times. She was so sweet on Christmas Eve, with the snow set deep when we went walking through the pines. I'd just been fired and her first offer had arrived, and the new year would see her flying far away from me, though I didn't know it at the time. With outstretched hands, now she commands a famous figure for every picture, and she stands up strong and she demands, and they deliver. Yeah, she's a fixture, and it's a mixture of dumb jealousy and fear that I might feel should she appear, just like it hasn't been 3 years. And there's a distance to her voice over the phone, and that's because she stands alone while I'm still sitting here. Girl, you see me here on another quiet night. I would wait until another indistinguishable day arrives outside, where the light's even and bright, where my life's sweet as it slightly disappointingly just gliding soft. Christmas Eve, some God was kind enough to set aside. Although I love you too, I'm proud of you. God knows I'm feeling really stupid now for ever having said goodbye. Yeah, right. When you insisted that I'd visit, that you'd write. Now I know you're working hard, so I never hear from you, and that's fine. You look the same on TV as when you were mine. I walk in from the kitchen and I finger the remote control. I watch you from the distance. You go walking through the terminal. I remember every instance when you stunned me. Well, you're so lovely. Well, you're so smart. Go turn their heads, go knock them dead, go break their hearts.